views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is your moment. Gather together each week to follow leadership by example, love, and inspiration. Welcome to Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with one of the most prominent naturopathic doctors in this country, as well as a leading detoxification and environmental illness specialist. Now, here's your host, Dr. Ronnie.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ronnie, your host for Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. And there are truly a lot of miracles. We are here today joined with Michael Post, another miracle from Yuma, Arizona. His business is called Yuma Awakening. Michael Post is a miracle. Not only is he a miracle, but his story, when I read his story, I got emotional. It's one story. He's a meditation master for a reason. We all have our callings, and I believe that's Michael's calling. He's someone that you truly will fall in love with at a very young age. Let's start out with the fact that he was raised by his father and mother till the age of 9. After that, he was raised solely by his amazing mother. He had some issues as a child due to his father's abandonment. Michael became very angry, and we truly know a lot of people in our lives that have happened to. If you live to be my age, you do know a lot of people like that. But Michael's special, and Michael's different. In his own way, he did blame God for all of his troubles. His mother, who was a devout Christian, and I can talk about that because my mother's a devout Christian, and we have a brother that Michael remind me a lot of my brother, who's about 15 years younger than me. But Michael became troubled as a child, and of course you know the story. He ended up with drugs, he ended up in some crime, he ended up having a lot of emotional problems as a young child. He would tell himself over and over again that he firmly believed that his problems came from just not loving himself. Michael did some prison time, however, but if you was to talk to him today, you would quickly realize that he is a product of something very special. He didn't know how to love himself as a child. He didn't know how to transform himself until he learned meditation. Now he is a truly different person. He's a meditation master. He no longer uses self-pity as a positive reinforcement. Michael is now changing a lot of lives on this earth today. Michael, that is truly an amazing story. Your mother must be so proud of you. You are your mother's answer to prayer. And I totally believe in meditation. I've done a lot of meditation in my life. I stopped doing it for a while because I became so busy. But I want to be your first client after this radio show. Remember I said that, Michael. Tell me a little bit more about the story. You know, I mentioned it a little bit, but how did this all happen to you? What do you think was the main reason why you're so successful in your life today? Because I know you help a lot of young boys and a lot of young people in general change their lives. I've heard about it over and over again. So talk to me a little bit about that. Our listeners out there need to hear this as well.
Thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you for having me. I want to say wholeness and balanced vibrations to everyone on the line. Thank you for tuning in. And I want to thank you for creating this for everyone and doing what you do first and foremost. So thank you, Dr. Ronnie. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. It's a privilege. One thing I want to say to that is no longer me. Because I choose it not to be me. However, the thing is, I gratefully and appreciate everything that I've gone through, because if I would have missed something in my life, I wouldn't have the knowing and the connectedness that I have within myself that I have now. Because one thing that I've learned is the more that you go through, the more you learn to appreciate. So there's a saying that I have, and I learned it from many people. You don't win and you don't lose. You win and you learn. There is no losing. If we think that we're losing, then it's just us creating more loss, because loss doesn't exist. There is no loss. You have everything within you. And I'm not going to go more and more, because you know I can go on and on. But the thing about it is, I want to say is, the reason why I tell my story is I no longer believe that to be me, because it was something. It was like a first grade class going to second grade class. Are we still in first grade? No. Do we act like we're in first grade? Well, sometimes we do, right? But what I'm saying is, we're not in first grade anymore, because it's just an example. When we go on to second grade, we don't think about first grade no more. Why? We focus on second grade, because if we focus on first grade, we're going to lose our focus on what we need to focus on and study and gravitate and absorb now, and we're not going to be able to be present. And that's my whole message, is to be present within yourself, because nobody can cause you to be present. Nobody can force you to be present. Nobody can take that presentness away. That is your gift to yourself. So.
Wow, Michael, you know, for all those out there that are listening, I want to tell them a little bit about, you know, meditation and how powerful it is. Meditation is a thought process. It's a thinking process. It's a reflection. It's spending time in a quiet zone, spending time with your mind for the purpose of relaxation. It's a practice of concentrated focus. You can do it with sound. You could do it with visualization. You could do it with breath. You could do it with movements. And every meditation practitioner has a specialty and a special way of meditating. There's many types of meditations and many ways to meditate. But Michael, why does one meditate? Tell me, why does one meditate?
Okay. I want to answer that question, but I want to answer what you just said right now, because there are many forms of meditation. The thing that I talk with my students, I ask them, have you ever meditated in your life? And they tell me no. And here's the thing. Every single one of us on this call and in the world meditate. When you cook, you're meditating. You're taking your mind off your current problems and you're focusing on the ingredients. You're cutting, you're preparing your dish, right? That's why when people really cook, Yes, you cook with love. It's your energy. People that get in the zone in sports, I've talked to many people that play sports, and I've asked them, when you do these awesome plays, because I'm sure you guys heard athletes say, I don't know, I just did it. I didn't even have to think about it. Because when you get in the zone, let me just say, because I don't have a word for it, but that supreme being inside you, that essence that is connected to all that is, doesn't think about anything to do anything. It just does it, because it knows. It knows what you need, how you need it, when you need it, why you need it. So that answers the question, why do I meditate? Because I want my divine guide within me to guide me. I don't want to be guided by people's perceptions, people's thoughts, people's judgments, even my thoughts, even my perceptions, even my judgments. Because our judgments, our perceptions are faulty. Why? Because they're based on what we're taught. You have an inner knowing that knows more than all the encyclopedias in the world. And let me just say that without going too much into depth about that.
Well, that's important, because I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, sometimes people do things to meditate and they don't, like you said, they don't know they're meditating. Yes. Like, for an example, I know that, you know, because I'm always in my head and I'm always researching and, you know, I'm basically, you know, writing protocols, because I do whole body diseases, so it can get very complex and complicated, and I need a quiet time. And sometimes I find the only place in the retreat to have that quiet time is I'll go in the kitchen. And then I remember one day I was washing dishes, and so the cleaning lady came in and she got very insulted. She thought that I was telling her in my own quiet way that she was not doing the dishes correctly. But really what I was doing, Michael, I was in the kitchen, no one was there, I was doing the dishes, but I was meditating, because I had to put everything out of my brain, and the only thing that would calm me down was to wash those dishes, because all I had to do was put it in the water, wash it and put it in the dishwasher. And it was so relaxing and so calming. I put all the negative things that was going on in my brain about this particular client was gone from my mind. And I'm sure my blood pressure must have went down by 10 points. It just felt really good. Some people like to go in the bathroom and meditate. Some people like to put music on and meditate. Some people have to walk in the forest to meditate. Some people have to get in the pool to meditate. There's a lot of different places to meditate. And one of the things I want to talk to you about when we come back, I want to talk to you about what is the some of the purposes that other people meditate for, and what are some of the benefits. What do they get out of it? Because I want to tell you about one of my clients who meditate. You know, he's an icon on the radio. And I remember I couldn't talk to him right after the radio show. And I would watch him. He would get off the show, and he would just walk straight down the hall. And I watched all his entire staff move out of the way. I mean, he was just walking with, like, you know, like, you, it was no stopping him. And he went straight to this room, and he closed the door. I says, what is he doing? I had to ask him a question. He says, no, you can't ask him anything. You have to let him go in that room, and when he comes out, he's a different person. I says, what is he doing in that room? They said he went in there to meditate. And truly, surely for sure, when he came out, he was a completely different person. It was almost like having two personalities in one body. So I know that it changes people, and it allows people to change. In a day, you can become very, very peaceful after a very stressful episode. So one of the things, when you come back, let's talk a little bit about some of the benefits that you have seen in people during a meditation and how it has helped you. More
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tune in to Prescience Life Radio with host Mia Simone. Mia is devoted to sharing her extensive knowledge on the invisible worlds of energy. Join Mia and discover the science of intuition and connect with your greatest gift. Start living in your potential today and every day by opening up to the power of inner knowledge. To learn more about Mia, visit PrescienceLife.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start willing the game of life with the unique and incomparable Lynn Brown. As an intuitive healer and experienced business manager, Lynn can help you live your life to its full potential. To learn more about Lynn, visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, letter U, intuit.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Ronnie. We're back again with an amazing meditation practitioner, Michael Post. We're talking today about meditation and how it helps you and your lifestyle. and how it helps all those out there with chronic illness, and how it helps the average person who has a hectic lifestyle, who gets up every single morning and go to work not knowing for sure they want to do this, and how you can help yourself and how you can help your families and your loved one through meditation. And we were talking about the ways that people meditate, and I mentioned to Michael just now off air how it really makes me feel when I walk out of one of my clients' rooms or my patient's room at the retreat, because I was overwhelmed by the condition that we're treating, or I'm overwhelmed by the knowledge of receiving their prognosis or their diagnosis. And it gets a little bit heavy on the head sometimes, so it felt safe to go in the kitchen and start doing dishes. And then sometimes while I'm doing the dishes, I'm just allowing my mind, I'm allowing my thinking to be clear from the negativity that I just felt before going into the kitchen. And all of a sudden, that quiet, that peace, the answers will come to me. Michael, do you find that that's what am I doing when that happens?
Well, first of all, I would like to say something, because I know we're taught about negative and positive, but there is no negative and positive. There's just challenges and successes. And the thing about it is, I like to change that. Instead of negativity, I like to call it dense energy, because when we go through something challenging, we feel heavy, right?
Yes.
And when we accomplish something, we feel lighter, right? It's definitely just heavier and lighter energy. It's denser in more, it's like a weight on you. That's why when people like have a life experience where they feel so great, they're like, oh my gosh, I feel like just weights just off my shoulders. Mm-hmm. It's the energy is real. It can weigh you down. So when we tend to say, because there's a lot of people say negative and positive. When you say negative and positive, just because I want to give the truth of my truth, because everybody's truth is their own truth, because it is your creation. So that being said, when you say negative, you're automatically creating negativity, because you're focusing on negativity. But if you see negativity as a heavier energy, all you're saying to your brain is, I want to release this weight. You're not looking at like, oh my gosh, it's too much, right? Like when we go through something, we're like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so difficult. What do? We set ourselves up to make it harder, right? To make it more challenging, right?
That's true. That's true, Michael. That's true. And
just like, oh, go ahead.
No, you're right. I mean, it's an energy, and that we should probably, concentrate on. Even sometimes we have to concentrate on saying it in a very positive light, even if you feel that heavy, dense feeling.
Yes.
Instead of saying, I feel sad, or I feel bad, or I feel negative, or I feel dark, you have to change the way you say that, because it's the energy, and the body believes what you tell it. And so sometimes you just have to change the way you word your, I tell people all the time, don't say you feel sad or you feel bad. Exactly. Just say you're changing my feeling, my energy level to happier, brighter. Yes. And you keep those words out of your vocabulary.
Yes. And you just touched on something. You said you feel. It's not your words. It's the feeling behind the words. It's the energy behind the words, because you can tell somebody a word and you can say it when you're angry, it's going to be totally different. You can say when you're happy, it's going to be totally different. Why? Because it's not the word. The words can be used many different ways. It's what are you projecting? What are you emitting from your spirit? Because we are all communicating, whether we talk or we're not, we're always communicating. You can tell when somebody's upset just by looking at them, because you can feel it. Like when you're in a place where there's a lot of people, especially women, and I don't mean to be like, just talking, it's all just women, but it's both areas. But we can sense when somebody's staring at us, like in a club or something, right? We look to the side and we feel like somebody's staring at us, and we look and somebody is staring at us, because that stare is projecting an energy. It's saying, I want your attention, or I want this. Like it's very complex to explain, but just know that we have to be aware of what we're feeling more than what we're saying. When we could be more aware of what we're feeling and having the consciousness, because by being conscious and being aware of our feelings, we're giving ourselves the attention that we give our cars. You check the oil, you check the filters, you check the gas, you check the water. Why? Because you want your car to operate at its optimal level, right? But yet we neglect our own. We neglect our own bodies.
You know, one of the things, you know, about meditation, people think it's hard. I've heard that many times, that it's hard. And I don't think it's hard. I think a lot of people meditate and they don't even know they're meditating. You know, even a 10-minute meditation sometimes can help. And I've actually used to do 10-minute meditation. Meditation helps you to manage your disease. It can help you manage pain. It can help you lose weight. There's a lot of clinical research regarding meditation, and they're starting to use meditation in some of the most prominent hospitals in the country. So that's, you know, I remember many, you know, coming from 35 years or 40 years of being in this practice where it was unheard of to have a massage therapist or a meditation therapist walk into a hospital. But today I'm seeing more and more and more of that. And Michael, I know that you have private sessions with people, and I wanted you to give your number out because, you know, we will have people out there wanting to know about a session, because if you can have a session with them and teach them how to have private sessions of their own, because you can teach people how to give their own meditation. So please give Michael a call at 928-446-5887 if you want a private session with them, because meditation is the one thing that you do want to learn. I don't know if I was meditating when I was a young person, but I can tell you that I would go into the bathroom. That's still today, as an adult, that's still my favorite place. People who really know me very well know that I do a lot of things in my bathroom. It's one of the best rooms in my house, because I do a lot of my sauna treatments in the bathroom. I do my coffee enemas in the bathroom. I have this special infrared heat treatment that I do in my bathroom, and I can meditate in my bathroom, and I can praise God in my bathroom, and I can sing in the shower. So it's not a bad place. But then I met someone who told me that they loved the closet. They had a big walk-in closet, and for some reason she liked her closet. She had a stool in her closet, and she says one day she was sitting on her stool putting her shoes on, and she realized, wow, why don't I just sit here for 10 minutes? And she said she sat there for 10 minutes. And then she realized that she felt better. And then every day when she went in her closet to put her shoes on, she realized that she was sitting there meditating. But she didn't know she was meditating. She didn't learn till years later that that's what she was doing, and that's why she felt so good, because it was away from everything that made her brain work crazy. And when she went into her closet, there was no one around. She had nothing to think about but putting on her shoes, and that allowed her brain to calm down. So I guess there's a lot of different places where you can meditate, and I can't wait to have my session with you about meditation, because I want to learn how to self-meditate again for 10 minutes. I mean, I hope I can find 10 minutes out of the day. Before I get started, I would like to do it. Some people like to do it at the end of the night. Some people like to take a break, like a lunch, on their lunch break. But there's many different times of the day that you can meditate. Just like that radio icon, he went into a room and no one touched him until he came out. So so when we get back, and I want you to give some people some value on, like give us an example of how you can meditate for 10 or 15 minutes, like go through a whole session of meditation. People will love that. So you can start off, so we have 2 minutes, if you can give us 2 minutes of how we can start that process, and when we come back, you can give an example.
Okay, 2 minutes? Okay. Basically, what you want to do is, the hardest thing, the most challenging thing for people to do is to clear their minds, and it takes practice. But one thing you want to do is you want to focus on your breathing.
Okay.
And if you're out in nature, you want to focus on the sounds of nature, because everything is vibration. It's just vibration. And if you can focus on the vibration and just feel it, don't, because first you listen to it, you use your senses, and your senses take you within yourself, because your senses are being emitted within you, being translated and received, right? So when you can take an experience and allow it to move you, you can use that as a tool. There are many tools to use, but let's just start with the breath. Just allow the breath, just focus on the breath, but then stop focusing on the breath. Allow the breath to take you, and when the breath is taking you and you're starting to feel more relaxed, just allow yourself to let go. And the more you practice this, the more you will be able to let go. It's possible. Let me just say that, because I'll talk about it more when we come back. But when I started, I didn't have a teacher, and our brain is judge and juror when we meditate.
Mm-hmm.
It tells us you're not doing it right. This, that. We gotta realize that our brain is not us. It's trying to dictate, to tell us what is right, what is wrong, but it's based on what it's been told. But you move your hand because you're consciously control of your hand. So why can't you control your brain?
Wow. So Michael, so when you talk about the breath, okay, is it like you slow, deep breathe and try to put these things out of your brain? Or do you do a fast breath? Because there is a therapy called the breath work. When I meditate, I just like sit quietly in my space, which sometimes is the bathroom, like mm-hmm. I said. And then I'll just like slowly breathe, but I don't deep breathe. I just like slowly calm down my breath, because I realize that sometimes I'm breathing too fast, because that's anxiety. So I'll just go slow breathing. And I can feel my whole body starting to quiet down and calm down. Is that the first step to meditation?
Yes, because by taking conscious control of the breath, you're telling your brain you're in control. Think about it. When you get upset, if you don't stop your breath and you're like, you're out of control. But the minute you go, you're telling the brain, wait a minute.
Okay, Michael, that's awesome. When we come back, we're going to do a meditation session with Michael Post.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Hello, we're back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host, and we are talking to Michael Post, a meditation practitioner from Yuma Awakening. He's from Yuma, Arizona. He's one of the best meditation practitioners that I've met in a very long time, and I'm excited to have him on today. And right before we went to break, we were talking about a process of going through a meditation. We was talking about the breath. How do you start out with the breath, and how do you relax your body so that you can begin the process of meditation. Michael, I think, you know, for me, the breath is truly a beginning of how to relax the body, how to get your heart rate stable, how to get your pulse stable, how to really get your entire body in position, ready to meditate. What's next?
Okay, first, I would have to say this before we go on any further, because there's a lot of people who come to me and they say they've been meditating for 10, 20, 30 years, and they've never been able to silence their brain. That's like the big hurdle for everyone, or I mean, even myself, because it's never that you're gonna master it and you're never thinking, because there is a conscious, what we call in the physical realm, a Wi-Fi, right? There's a Wi-Fi going on, and people's thoughts and feelings are being projected like this radio station. And when we're around a lot of people, we tend to get affected by them. So there is a constant sending and receiving of data or light. So if we don't learn how the brain works, because that's one thing that I am so grateful, that once I learned about my brain, basically let me say like this. If I didn't tell you guys this, I'd feel like I'm not helping you guys at all. You got to learn about the brain. The brain is not you. It's organic. But what the brain is just like a very complex, it's an amazing machine. Don't get me wrong. But that's what it is. It functions to send and receive information to the body, right? To the organs, right? All these things to move your hands and all that. Mm-hmm. But your essence is what brings in all that data from another place. So the thing about it is this. Are you your thoughts? Do you tell yourself what to think?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because when you're going through an experience, and let's say because somebody said something about you the other day, right? And something negative. And you're about to, you know, go into meditation. Oh, well, so-and-so said this, right? You're like, man, why are you talking to me? Please. And we tend to fight with our brain. That's the biggest mistake. Because we need to allow our brain to speak and know that it is, and as an observer, to listen to it, but not to acknowledge it. Because when you fight against something, you give it your energy. When you fight against your brain, because the main problem with me, I started meditating. And when I started meditating, I actually gave up. Because I got to give my story, because that's one thing that I help so many people with. When I gave up meditation is because my brain would tell me, because I was in a lot of violence, I was in a lot of, right, a lot of negative things or dense things, excuse me. And it made me feel like I was guilty, like I was holding on to all this, right? So when I would go into meditation, I'd be like, okay, I want to connect, you know, with that power within me, with that source, with that creator within me, you know, call it whatever we want, but I want to connect with that part of me, that ancient sacred part of me. And when I would go into meditation, it's like, you're not good enough. Look what you did. Look at all this stuff, you know? Yeah. And I'd be like, man, be quiet. I'm trying to meditate. So actually, I gave up because I thought I was possessed. Okay. Yeah. Now, one thing I want to say from my own experience is now I can go into meditation in seconds. But because I now know that my brain is not me. See, when I think that my brain is me, I will listen to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, makes sense to me. Yeah, right. And that's very valuable information to those out there who have problems with meditation. And because that is the key, the breath, and then being able to put your body separate from your brain so that you can stop listening to those voices. Because yes, it's those voices that are keeping you from meditating. And so yes, tell yourself, and if you understand that that's not you, then of course you can go into meditation really easier. So that's really important and is valuable. And so, yes, okay, so I get that. And so now you're helping me a lot too, Michael, because sometimes you're right. I have to think about that, because sometimes I'll go in, like I said, I need to get away. It's almost like running away. And so when I run away and I want to go meditate, I'm sitting there and the voices are still in my head, even though I'm, yes, sitting there away from the situation. So well, that is a tough one, and you need to practice that a lot.
excuse me, let me just say one thing. Don't look at it like running away, because that's your whole frequency. The way that you think is the way you attract. Mm-hmm. Look at it like you're going to communicate with yourself or with God, whatever you want to say, that whatever that is to you, okay? You want to connect with that. Don't look at it like, okay, it's because when something traumatic happens, we want to ask God for help, right?
Right.
Why don't we ask God for help right now? Or whatever you believe that to be.
Right.
So the thing about it is, don't look at it like, oh, you're running away to go. Because you're doing it because you want to connect with yourself. That's the thing. Okay, right. Second, I want to say that everything reflects itself. So imagine somebody coming to me and saying, you know what, Michael? I know you from back in the day, and there's no way you could be a meditation master. There's no way you could be this good person, because I know you. You know what I can say to that person? I can say, well, if I got to prove myself to them, you know what? Well, let me show you what I'm doing, and I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, right? Because that's ego.
Right.
Or I can say, thank you for sharing. That's your opinion, and I value your opinion, but I know who and what I am. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Now, what you're doing is you're doing the same thing with your thoughts. If your thoughts tell you, Michael or Dr. Ronnie, you did this today and you didn't do it right, right? If you say, man, but why do you think I didn't do it right? Like, you're trying to have a communication within your thoughts. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to empower those thoughts because you're giving it your energy. But if you say, thank you for sharing, now I lovingly release you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You're taking that energy and you're bringing it in, because everything is energy. There is no energy that's going to hurt you, because everything is one energy. It's just in this realm, it's in two different places, because it's our judgments, it's our perceptions that bring them into those things.
Wow.
For example, and I love this example really quick. Fertilizer is good to eat for plants, right?
Mm-hmm.
But would you eat it?
No.
Why? Because it has its place, right?
Right.
Doesn't
right.
mean it's bad.
Right.
But it's not good for you, because it's not good for your body, but it's good for something else. It has its place.
You know, Michael, what is, you know, sometimes when we're doing radio, people will text me and email me and all that. So, and she's emailed me 3 times on this one. She wanted to know, Diane wanted to know, what is the purpose? No, her question was, how can meditation help her to create something that she desire?
Good question. Okay. Basically, we know that everything comes, okay, before anything is manifested in this realm, it has to come through energy, right? And in energy, it goes to a thought, right?
Right.
Feeling to thought, right? And then that thought creates words or something of an action, right? Okay, so when you meditate, you're communicating with your feeling, with your essence, because feeling has no language. I can tell you to go look at the sunset, right? And it provokes this feeling inside of you. But you don't have to be, you don't have to speak English. You can speak Japanese. You can speak German. And it will be the same language, because it's a feeling, right?
Right.
So that feeling is universal. So long story short, that feeling is the language that you're emitting to the universe, to the source, whatever you want to call that. So when you meditate, you're strengthening your voice. It's a voice of a feeling. You're strengthening that energy to be stronger. It's like before you were whispering of what you want, and now when you're meditating, you're screaming.
Right. Ah. You know,
that's manifestation.
That's manifestation. And I can tell you, we used to use meditation around our dinner table. We called it mindfulness meditation, or mindfulness eating. I can't remember the exact words, but I want to talk a little bit more about how you can create, how you can change your behavior, or how you can create what you desire in life by using meditation.
Yes.
And I wanted to mention this again for our listeners, because I know we've got a lot of people out there who are chronically ill. But meditation has been researched and used for chronic pain, stress-related disorders. It has helped many people with cancer, stress, anxiety, depression, skin conditions such as psoriasis, eating disorders, and many more. Meditation can help you save your life. And if you need, and if you want to learn how to meditate, please call Michael at 928-446-5887. And more when we come back on meditation.
Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness with Dr. Ronnie continues in minutes.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hello, we're back again. This is Dr. Ronnie, your host on Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness, and there are truly a lot of miracles. We're talking to one today, Michael Post. Our subject has been meditation, and it's been going really well, but it goes way too fast. And so we're going to have another session with Michael because I just have way too many questions and too many questions for one session. But I want to end this last segment with something. I want to give away some value. The first thing I want to finish is I want, Michael, you to finish up a session on how people can meditate on their own. Just give them an example. We talked about breath. We talked about clearing your mind. And that was the hardest thing to do for a lot of people. And then I want you to talk about the next thing. We know that meditation saves lives. And we also understand today that the hospitals are using it for a lot of stress reduction, anxiety, and chronic illnesses. And I'm going to be talking to you a little bit more about how you can give my clients at the retreat some value. But for the sake of time, I want you to go through a session with people, and I want you to give your number. I think it's so important that people include meditation into their chronic illness protocol. Because it does more than get your stress levels down. It will allow your body to be at peace and at rest so that the nutrients that I give you and some of the treatments that I give them will allow their bodies to be in a better position to receive the treatments and the nutrients. So yes. We talked about those two things. What else can a person do? Bring me through a meditation session, almost as if we're doing one.
Okay, first of all, let me just say, because you were saying something earlier and I wanted to say something, but I want to say it now. Meditation has saved my life. I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for meditation. I know I gave my story earlier, but I just want to say this really quick. I was very suicidal. I didn't care about my life. I wanted to end it. So let me just say, for people who are on the fence that think that meditation is wrong or something's wrong with meditation, let me just say that I'm a walking billboard, that if it was wrong, I would not be sitting here talking to you. People that know me will tell you I am the most genuine, and I'm not saying it for myself. I'm saying it for people can see that there is an essence inside of you that is the most authentic, the most beautiful thing in the world. But you've been programmed and believed to say that you're not. Because what do we tell people? Oh, when they believe in themselves, we call them conceited. Believing in yourself is not conceited. Self-confidence, self-love is the best, most greatest healing energy you can give yourself. And I'll give you proof. Placebo. Placebo is, what placebo is if you take a sugar pill, but I get you to believe that you're going to be healed, you can heal yourself. Because it's not the pill that's healing you, it's you. So the reason why I wanted to touch on that is I wanted to just say this really quick. You are very powerful beyond anything, beyond measure. Own it. Believe it. I don't say believe. Believe it. Because you always have been. You have just been told that you're not. Don't believe what other people tell you. Believe what you feel, because you know you're great. Deep down inside you right now, I am speaking to your essence. You know that you are great. You have always known that you are great. That spark, let it shine. Let it ignite like it is meant to be. Because your thinking small does not serve the world. Thinking small does not serve anyone, nor yourself. Know that you are great, because you are.
Wow, that's really great. And you know, as you know, I deal with a lot of chronic diseases, and on my website, DrRoniHolisticHealth.com, I have 21 chronic illnesses. So lately I've been dealing with a lot of whole body diseases like cancer, multiple sclerosis, Mongillian's disease, circulatory diseases, and obesity, which they now classify as a complex disease. People with chronic diseases face many difficulties, and meditation can help them to reduce the stress and improve the quality of their life. And I know meditation will not reverse underlying chronic diseases, but it certainly can help the body repair so that the underlying disease can go into what's called homeostasis or repair. But also, it makes you easier to cope with symptoms. It also improves yes. overall well-being and allows you to get up in the morning with less pain, so that you can deal with some of the most complicated symptoms of the disease. Meditation can save your life, and I know it has saved your life. I read your story, and there are people out there that's probably wanting to know some of the basics of how their life can be improved with meditation.
Yes.
So we're going to give them some value by going through a meditation session, and we don't have a lot of time to go through a whole session, but give us an example in a short version. We've got about 8 minutes of how to go through a meditation session.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Ronnie. First, let me say that what you're about to do, you're going to be loving yourself the best that you can, because you're giving attention to yourself. And every single cell of your body is just bathing in love when you do this to yourself. So that being said, first you want to focus on your breath. You want to just clear your mind. Just let everything go. All the problems, all the issues that you have, just breathe them out. Just let it go. And just know that you're letting it go. Don't think about what you're doing. Just, like they say, just do it. So just let everything go. Now just allow yourself to just relax. And I know I don't have a lot of time. So now what I want you to do is I want you to think about your feet. whatever they're touching or whatever they're feeling, if you have socks, if you have shoes, if you're, you know, you're touching the floor, what does that feel like? Is it moist? Is it dry? Is it rough? Is it soft? What are you feeling? Now go up to your ankles, to your shins. Feel your bones. Feel your muscles. Your knees. Your legs. The skin, the muscles, the bones. Your butt. Whatever you may be sitting on or lying on. What does your butt feel? Is it hard? Is it soft? What's the texture of it? Your clothing that you have on, the weight of your clothing, the texture of your clothing, smooth, soft, rough, what does it feel like? Because when you feel, you're communicating with yourself. Now think about your back. Your muscles, your spine. What does your spine feel like? Your stomach, your intestines, your organs, your kidneys, your liver. Now feel your lungs, breathing in, breathing out. Just allow yourself to let go and go even deeper. Think about your heart, your chest, your shoulders, all the way down your arms to your hands. Feel the heat emanating from your hands. Come back up your arms to your shoulders, to your neck, to your face. Now we don't have a lot of time, but feel the senses in your face, your sight, your ears, your mouth. What do you taste? Your nose. What do you smell? Now your head. Your brain. Now breathe and allow yourself, give yourself permission to let go. Tell the brain that you're taking control. This is your time. And then that's when I take into a meditation. But that was just the entrance. Mm-hmm. Yes. I know we don't have a lot of time. So thank you, Dr. Ronnie. I wish we had more time.
That was unbelievable. Thank you so much. Please call Michael. Michael, give you a number. And all those who send their story to Dr. Ronnie Deluz at gmail.com will get a free meditation with Michael Pulse. Michael, give your number.
Thank you. 928-446-5887.
See you next time.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Ronnie, Miracles of Holistic Health and Wellness. Tune in every Friday, 3 p.m., for more exciting guests and surprising stories. Visit her website at drronnieholistichealth.com. Skype her at ronnie.deluz. Tweet at twitter.com/drronnie. Or call and leave a text at 774-208-2477.